This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
Hello, and welcome back to the Equipped Man Podcast, where we explore what it means to be a man of God in the 21st century. I'm your host, Luke Wentz. And again, keeping with the theme, this week, this episode, I've got Sebastian with me. Say hello.
I'm back!
Yes, he is. And the crazy thing is, you probably don't realize what that's from. It's, yeah, yep. For those of you that, because we do not have cameras in here, he is giving me the blankest of stares. Because that is from a horror movie from the 80s.
Oops.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, do me a favor. I just thought it would
be fun. No, I know. Do me a favor. Move your mic just a bit closer to your face. There we go.
That's better?
Yep, that's better. That's awesome. Thank you. So, how you been? We're gonna start with a little check-in. How you been? Because it's been 4 weeks since our last episode.
I have been toothless.
You are starting to become toothless, yes?
Yes. Lately I have, four appointments for taking out baby teeth that can't come out and some crowns.
Do you remember how many teeth they're going to end up pulling?
9.
Yep. Yes. So they're yanking 9.
So I got 3 out of my top right.
Yep.
So it's a pain chewing.
Yes. And you're not allowed to use straw.
When will my pain end?
In about 3-4 days. Actually, it's already Tuesday, so probably like 2-3 days.
Or tomorrow.
Yeah, or tomorrow. And then in 2 weeks, you get to do it again. And then 2 weeks later, you get to do it again. But that's okay. It's part of growing.
Actually, another option we could have done was me going under anesthesia.
Stesia,
sorry. I keep messing that up. Embarrassing.
No. Not embarrassing.
Where they yank out all my teeth all at once.
Yes.
And I thought, now that I think about it, I thought, no, ew, what?
Yeah.
I would be a little beaver.
Yeah, a little bit. And general, that's what they call general anesthetic, because you knock out everything. That's pretty trippy, because it's like you're sitting there and then they like knock you out and all of a sudden they're like, all right, it's time to wake up.
Wait,
you're
what?
Like, yeah. Because that's what happened when I had my wisdom teeth pulled out. So, yeah.
Imagine me just with 4 teeth running around.
It'd be pretty funny.
Go, la, 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 la.
It'd be pretty funny.
I
would take all sorts of pictures and post it all over social media.
So rude.
You would be famous.
In a bad way.
So, we're going to talk about a fun subject today. Kind of a fun subject, kind of a universal subject. Would you like to tell the awesome folks listening at home
what are we going to talk about?
You're going to let me do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you really enjoy science. And I actually really enjoy science myself. And kind of a backstory. So there's a lot of people in the Christian realm that there are some people that don't get along with scientists and with the scientific community. There are a lot of scientists and such that are not Christians and claim to either be agnostic or atheist. And for those youngers that may not know, agnostics are people that they know there's a higher power and they're just not sure what it is. So they're searching. And atheists are people that do not believe in any kind of God.
P.S. Wasn't the Big Bang.
That's right. It was not the Big Bang. So it's, I heard a quote, and I would love to remember who the quote is from. Maybe I'll look it up after this episode, and I'll put it in the show notes. But there's a quote out there that's something like, at the first sip of the glass of science, a person becomes an atheist. But at the bottom of the glass, they find God. Yeah. Let that blow your mind.
Woo!
Yeah. Because they've found, like, you mentioned the Big Bang Theory. So they've found that, like, okay, let's say the Big Bang Theory was there. That, let's say that happened. Then there's the question of, well, what set it in motion?
Exactly. Yeah. That is the question I asked. I go, bang. God did it!
Yeah.
Even if the Big Bang did happen, he must have started it.
Yes. So that's what it is. And, you know, there's all sorts of theories out there, and there's all sorts of questions. And, you know, I'm one of those people. I do not believe, I'm not a believer in evolution. I know it's a theory, and it will probably always be a theory. Because
it is quite respectable. It made sense first glance.
It does make sense
first
glance.
But when you really get in deep into it, you think, wait, why would those apes need to evolve into us? Because they're already thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you know, as far as, you know, because Darwin, one of the things he looked at was finches in the Galapagos Islands. And he said, well, here's the proof. They all have specialized appendages like beaks and stuff like that, depending on whatever they want to get at.
Yeah.
They all have developed these. And so that's what he pointed at and said, ah, see, evolution. And I would sit there and argue, but I will say selective breeding. Because we have a Sparks here in the room with us.
Say hi, Sparks.
And with all the different dogs out there, they've said, for the most part, they're genetically very similar or identical to a wolf. It's just different traits have been encouraged. Other traits have been discouraged. It's like, I want a tall dog, so I'm going to find a tall dog and mate it with another tall dog. Versus if I want a short dog, I'm going to find short dogs and try to make them shorter and shorter. So that's not really evolution. That's selective breeding.
Mm. Almost like how to get a bigger chicken or a tinier horse.
Right.
I mean, I've once seen a horse that was only about the size of a medium-sized dog.
Yeah.
How small it was.
Yeah, I think the shortest per Guinness, I think the shortest horse is like 18 to 24 inches tall. Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty.
Only 2 feet.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. How crazy is that?
That's smaller than our dog.
That is smaller than our dog.
That's like the size of Pikachu.
Not quite that small.
But
yeah.
According to Pokemon statistics,
oh, okay.
He's about that size.
I have not read up on Pokemon statistics, so I do not know.
I've seen it on a shirt.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. I appreciate when they put stats on shirts so you know.
Know every little thing.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. But so it is. It's one of those things that I think there's those things that, you know, as deep as you get into science, the closer, you know, if you look at it the right way, and if you really look at what's going on, it's like the closer you can get to God. Because if you think about just the way he shaped some objects that are buried deep in the ground, it's like, oh my gosh, how did you do this? You know, or like, you know, even some of like the crystalline structures and stuff like that, or the haphazard seeming way that elements come together to make molecules and all the different bonds and stuff like that that they go through. It's like the fact that it does that, it can't just randomly be, it can't be random, you know? It can't be just, oh, it would be like if I threw a bunch of ingredients into a bowl, closed it, shook it up, left it in the fridge, and then 24 hours later, pulled it out, and there's a completed meal.
That is terribly unrealistic, but I see your point.
You know? But it is. I think that's what some people look at, and they're like, well, yeah, that's how the universe came together. It's like, did it, though?
That's how substances came together.
Yeah.
I would be completely honest, that ingredient thing, that sounds like salad.
It does almost sound like salad, yeah. It is a version of salad, yes. That's almost where I went.
Like one of those old McDonald's shakers.
Yes, the salad things. Shakers.
Yeah.
I forget what they were called, yes. That was a thing.
YouTube.
Yes, YouTube, because you looked at a video of old McDonald's food through the years. And I was like, oh my gosh, I remember this from when I was your age.
Yeah, it's so much nostalgia.
Yes.
So much.
Hey, I used the word right.
You did use the word right. I'm proud of you. So that's science in a nutshell. And you know, when they find, you know, when they talk about like the Large Hadron Collider and stuff like that, of, you know, where they're smashing atoms into each other to find little bits of atoms, and they find things called quarks and all that.
Quarks?
Yeah, quarks.
Quarks.
Quark.
Quark.
Yeah. It's like a part of an atom.
Why does that sound familiar? Quark.
I don't know.
Wait. I play Ratchet and Clank. Oh my gosh.
Yes. So yeah, but like they've found these things that are smaller than atoms, smaller than like protons and neutrons and electrons. And they found like they can go like so small, and they've almost described some of these things as the God particle, because there's no other way to explain how this happens. Yeah. You look like you're about to say something.
I can't.
Oh, okay.
I really got ice in my mouth.
Oh, okay. you're like counting on your hand. I'm like, what's going on? Maybe try not to swallow ice or suck ice into your face.
Now you say that.
Now I say that. I know. 12 minutes into the episode.
Wait, it's been 12 minutes already?
It's been 12 minutes already.
What the heck?
It's actually been over 12 minutes, but yeah. But yeah, this is the downside of you not being allowed to use a straw, is you get ice slammed into your face.
I'm so unlucky. Please donate for a good cause.
Donate to what?
Me! My mouth!
I don't think anybody needs to donate to the cause because you can't use a straw.
But it's a real struggle.
I'm sure people appreciate that, though. But we're getting back to science. So we've talked about how things are created and things really, really small. And I think we could also go the other way and talk about big things and talk about like, you know, because I'm a fan, I'm a believer, if you will, in I think one day we're going to colonize space. I think we're going to put... I think there's going to be a base, if not a small colony, on the moon. And I think we're going to go further into space.
One day, my goal, one day for Earth to reach Pluto.
That'll be interesting.
Very.
Because they keep going back and forth whether or not it's a planet.
It's a dwarf planet, but I bet it's still solid.
Yeah, it's solid.
It's solid surface, so you can make a colony on it.
Yes.
So.
It'd just be really, really cold.
So is Mars.
That's true. But yeah, so I think that's going to be I think that's coming in the future. I think, and I think part of that is, you know, as weird as it may sound, I think there's got to be a belief in God that we can do stuff like that, that we can go out and conquer other planets, if you will. You know, I mean, I know they really didn't talk about this stuff in the Bible, but I don't see where that would be a bad thing.
You know what? Speaking of space.
Yeah.
To all my alien believers out there, shout out. I have a theory why extraterrestrial life may exist.
Okay.
I think, hey, this kind has sinned. I got an idea. How about I make a new one? Or even just one day he got bored and just decided, hey, how about we do that one thing all over again? That was fun.
So your theory is God's created other races on other planets.
Exactly.
And they sinned, so he started over. And with us,
again,
even though
again.
We sinned, he sent Jesus to redeem us?
You might do that over and over and over.
So you're thinking multiple Jesuses?
Different incarnations of him, possibly.
Interesting.
I know I don't have much proof, but hear me out.
There's no disclaimer warning. There is no theological basis to the argument that's about to be made. Go for it.
I'm about to get a lot of haters right now.
No.
The science people are going, hey, who the heck is this guy?
Okay.
Strike! Go. That was it.
What's your theory?
That was it.
Oh. Well, I thought you were going to go deeper into it.
No. What?
Oh. I thought you were going to go deeper into your theory of why there's alien races.
Let's just say I'm a believer.
I know you're a believer. I'm actually a believer, too. I believe that there are aliens out there. I'm just not sure how they fit in to the kingdom of God. It's an interesting theory you have. I'm not going to say no. But it would be cool to ask God and to get his input in it.
I can't wait till I go to heaven.
Be like, okay, God, cool, nice to meet you, but I gotta know about aliens.
First question on the table. Did you make another race?
Yes. I need the 411.
What?
Sorry.
411.
So when I was younger, 411 was a phone number you could call. And it was called information. And you could call and you could say, hey, I'm looking for this phone number, or I'm looking for this business, or hey, can you tell me the time? So there were people that would literally pick up the phone, dial 411, and ask for the time. Not everybody had a watch. Nobody had cell phones. It wasn't common for clocks to be around out in public. I love how I can blow your mind by talking about stuff that we had when I was a kid.
This world, your life was so weird.
Yes, it was.
No clocks, what?
I mean, there were some clocks, but not like, you know, like if you went to the mall, it's not like you had a bunch of clocks hanging out in the mall. Like, you'd have one or two, but there were more public payphones than clocks. And it was just easier to say, to just dial 411, be like, what time is it?
You know what? You never see payphones anymore these days.
You don't, because almost everybody has a cell phone these days.
Not me.
Well, no, not you, but you're always with somebody with a cell phone, so you don't need a cell phone.
I mean, one time I wasn't.
When?
That one time you went to the store?
The one time we went to the store and you didn't have a phone, but you had an electronic device to get a hold of us?
Touché.
Yeah. So it's not like we're just randomly abandoning you on the side of the corner.
Only at my house.
Yes. Where you're safe and you have a way to contact us. So, that being said, is there anything else you would like to say about the scientific world?
Scientific world.
Yes. Anything more about science that you'd like to talk about, that you would like to share, that you would like to ask questions?
All right. All right. I got one big question for you.
Okay, big question for me.
Do you think that eventually we can develop tech from sci-fi movies?
I mean, I think yes, to a degree.
Let's see, lightsabers, laser blasters, brainwashers, holograms.
I mean, people have made holograms.
Wait, what?
Yeah, people have made holograms
like
already.
Like 3D holograms.
Yeah. People have made holograms.
I'm stuck in the past.
They've made something similar to a lightsaber. It's plasma.
Ooh. I mean, that's basically the same thing.
I mean, but I think these things could be developed. They would just need to find a way to scale the technology, because they have the technology to make a laser that could be destructive.
But right now,
they do not have the technology to scale it down to a handheld version. And still be that powerful.
They have the technology to make a Death Star.
Yes.
Which I find restful, yet not at the same time.
Right. But yes, I think I'm a fan. I believe that, yes, one day they could make things that are in sci-fi movies and shows. One day they could make them a reality. And that's part of the argument of, like, Star Wars versus Star Trek. Is Star Trek, the science is actually based on realistic inventions of what could actually be coming, more so than Star Wars.
Then again, Star Wars wasn't the future.
Was it?
It was the past.
Right.
Well, it took set in the past. But think.
Yeah.
Could physically in a galaxy far, far away.
Right.
Could they develop technology faster than we can?
I don't know. That's always a big question.
I wish Voyager had some sort of camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're making other probes that have cameras. It's just a question of how far can they transmit, and how long will the batteries last.
I'm glad there's such thing as solar panels.
Well, yes, they have solar panels.
Voyager, how are we supposed to know if something found it?
We won't know. We won't know until they reach out.
The suspense is killing me.
All right. And on that, I hope y'all, this has been entertaining. I hope this has been slightly educational. Again, I'm not aiming for these to be like deep theological conversations. Sometimes they might be, sometimes they might be deep, but again, I just wanted to kind of share what are the conversations that we have as fathers and sons, or that we have as father and a son. You know, again, because one day, because one day he's going to be the dad, one day he's going to be the man, and he's going to need to have these conversations with his son, and so I'm trying to train him how best to navigate this. What are you saying?
Do you know what?
What?
We forgot one thing.
What did we forget?
That was from sci-fi.
What?
We already developed cloning.
Yes, we have already developed cloning.
Cool.
Yes.
Very cool. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. All right, y'all. Have a good week. Stay fit. Be well.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.